Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you. Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Greetings and blessings to you, you, and especially you. We are Assistant Pastor of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our co-founder is Archbishop UW Smith, and our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. And we are having service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., our worship service, and Sunday school at 9 a.m. Please tune in. If you can't be at the location, tune in. Go to YouTube and type in Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International, and you would find us there for Sunday school and for worship service. Also, on Wednesday, we have Noonday Bible Study, which you can find on come to be with us in person at Noonday every Wednesday, or you can call in the same number that you call in, 917-388-4161, and you can be a part of the Bible study. We thank God for His mercy and His grace, and we have been in Empowerment Conference this last couple of days, and we thank God for everything that we have heard and we'll be seeing. We had a great ending or culmination of the Empowerment Conference this morning, amen, where we had a roundtable. We had talking about leadership, meaning that we have to make some shifts. And, a shift is a movement, but it's a slight movement. It's not a great drastic movement. A shift is not a great drastic movement. So you make a shift. It's not. It don't have to be drastic, but it has to be some kind of movement. And so we thank and praise God for the leaders that got up and gave us some impartation. Those of you who want to be leaders, check out that book. It's called Leadership, and it's by John Maxwell. John Maxwell is a great author and a great leader. He's a great teacher of leadership and stuff. So he's been doing this for many, many years, and he realized that we have to make shift as leaders. And during this pandemic, every leader, especially church leaders and pastors, had to make shift. And those who did not make the shift are getting left behind. So check that book out, and you will be blessed by it, because we all have to learn how to make shifts, and we all are leaders in our own right. So we thank and praise God for everybody. We thank God for you, and especially you tuning in tonight. Amen. We have a treat tonight for you. Amen. We have Pastor Ann Butterfield, who's going to be doing the teaching tonight, and you will be glad you did. Get your Bibles, get your pen and your paper, amen, because she's going to share the Word of God with you. So without further delay, we are bringing to you none other than the soul-winning machine, Pastor Ann Butterfield.
Praise God. Good evening to each person that is sharing with us on tonight. We give God glory and give Him praise for this time of fellowship. So we thank you so much, each one of you, for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast with us on tonight. I will be talking with us tonight concerning a topic I did teach during our leadership conference this week, and it's dealing with relationships. And so I thought, let me do a teaching concerning our relationship with the Father, with the Son, the Holy Ghost, and then with ourselves. And so that is what I'm going to teach on tonight. The scripture that I use, just to have a scripture to share with us concerning this teaching, is found in Jeremiah 29:13. And Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And this scripture is related to our spiritual relationship with the Father, but it's also related to our natural relationships. And you know, you can kind of see the heart of a person by their actions. And so it is very important that you it's not a discerning. It's just plain, you can just see it. So I just want us to know that God, we can be in relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and also in relationship with ourselves. It is very important that we have those relationships, because these natural relationships may fall by the wayside. We got to understand that. But if we have relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we have confidence in ourselves, we know that we are winners. And so we give God the glory and we give him the praise for that. From Genesis to Revelation, God has desired for his people to know him, And the way that we can know God is that we have to repent. Knowing that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, the word is telling us that we have to repent and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, which will give us an opportunity to be restored back to the Father. And so, therefore, we have relationship with God the Father. A close and intimate relationship with God does not happen by chance. You have to spend time with God, just as you have to spend time with your natural relationships. You have to spend time with God. The first point that I want to make is when we establish an intimate relationship with God, he becomes more than a creator to us. He becomes our Father. He becomes our Father, and so he is still that creator, but he becomes our Father, and we know whatever we need, we know he got it. And so we also know that he will provide for us whatever we need if, in fact, it is something that he desired for us to have. Amen. Now, he says in his word that we can ask for what we will, and he will give it to us. He will not withhold anything from us that is good for us. Amen? So in Psalms 37 and 4, it says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Therefore, we have to have intimate relationship with the Father in order for these scriptures to really work for us. We got to have a revelation of who God is, and we have given our whole heart to him for us to say and be able to use this scripture, and it worked for us. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. It said, delight thyself. That means you are not holding back. You are giving everything to God. And you want his will to be done in your life, not your will, but his will to be done, just as Jesus said he wanted to do his will. He said, take this cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done. And so when we have a relationship with God, we understand who he is, and we also know what he has done. So who he is the Almighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the great provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Nisi, our victor. And he is so many other things that you can call out for your own self. But whatever he is to you, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessing, there is so much that God is to each one of us. So, therefore, we can go on and bless him and let him know that you know who he is. Amen. And so what he has done for us, when we have this relationship, intimate relationship with the Father, then we know what he has done. And that is, the word says that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God created man in his own image. That is something to shout about already, is that God created us in his own image, male and female. He created them, and then he blessed them after he had created them. Mm-hmm. All right? And so we also see that we are made in his image, and he blessed us, but then he gave his son, which is for us to return back to him. Mm-hmm. Salvation. He gave us the opportunity to be restored back to him. And when we are restored, that means now we understand that we got to read the word, because the word reveals God and Jesus to us. We have to pray. Look to God for strength, not praying for strength, but look to God for strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So you just want to thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength, not praying for strength. We got to spend some time with God. We got to talk to him, but not only talk to him, but we have to listen to see what he is saying to us. In prayer, we want to also make sure that we tell God, first of all, before we even get to praying, tell God how awesome he is. And he is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. And when we tell God who he is, God will begin to tell us who we are. And so, because, you know, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. So when God would talk to us, we talk to him in prayer, and we tell him who we know he is, and he'll begin to tell us who we are. And we're going to talk about that, who we are, shortly. We have to obey God. When we're talking about having an intimate relationship with God, we have to obey the word. In order to have an intimate relationship with God, we must obey him. Stay in the path of God's grace. Stay in the path of God's grace. Live out your love for God by being obedient to the word of God. We got to be obedient to the word of God. Now, I know sometimes we may fall by the wayside a little bit, but we got to have a spirit of repentance to repent anytime we know. Well, matter of fact, we need to repent day and night, because we're going to do something that is not pleasing to God. Amen? So we need to know that we need to repent. Fifth part of this dealing with God is we have to serve God's people, because that is our purpose. That's why we are here, is to serve God's people. Our love must be developed vertically with God before it can truly be developed horizontally with those that are around us.
Amen.
So I'm trying to say that we have to have our love right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we are not dealing with God in the right manner, we are mistreat people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to get our relationship right with God. It got to be right with God. We have to obey the word. We can't forget about what the word done said. We got to remember the word and stick with the word of God. We just can't go on our own thoughts, our own conscious mind of what we want to do or what we want to say or our action. We cannot do that. God is calling us from that. It is not godly. And so we have to make sure that we have this intimate relationship with God so that we can have a horizontal relationship with those that are around us, those that God sent in our pathway or we are sending their pathway. Also, we need to have gratitude. We need to be thankful for what God has done. And one thing that God has done and we can be thankful for is that he gave his son. Amen.
Amen.
And then one day, for those of you that are born again, one day he called your name and you answered. That's the other thing, is that you had a mindset to ask the Lord to come into your heart and deliver you and set you free and all of that, confessing that Jesus Christ was your Lord and your Savior. You did that. God saved you, and that's a blessing all by itself. So we want to give God some gratitude for just waking us up this morning, closing our right minds. And the reason why I say woke us up, closing our right mind, because we could have went on to be with the Lord and we'll be in a better place than here on this earth. But the thing is that when he woke us up in our right mind, so therefore he's telling us that he has something else for us to do.
Amen.
That's the only reason why we should be trying to be here. A lot of times I hear so many people saying, I could have been dead in my grave or sleeping in my grave or whatever, or gone away from here. But if anybody died in the Lord, they're in a better place and they're not trying to come back on this side to see anybody. So I tell you, our God is an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
So now I did tell you that God gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we are going to talk a little bit now concerning having a relationship with the son Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
With his son. So one of the things that really, really is very important for us to understand concerning having a relationship with Jesus is that he died on the cross for our sins, whereas he knew no sin. While we were yet sinners, he died for us.
Mm-hmm.
He died
Amen.
For us while we were yet sinners.
Amen.
The other thing is that Jesus was beaten for us. He was betrayed. He was arrested, tried by the Sanhedrin, sentenced by Pontius Pilate, crucified by the Romans,
mm-hmm.
hung between two thieves,
mm-hmm.
and he was killed
yes.
Just for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do realize that Jesus said, I lay down my life
mm-hmm.
for my brothers and sisters. I lay down my life for mankind. I lay it down. But they did kill him,
mm-hmm.
but he was laying his life down for us. So we give God glory for that.
Amen.
He laid down his life for
Amen.
Us. Amen. He didn't have to do it. Yet he had a mindset to forgive,
mm-hmm.
even while he was on the cross between the two thieves. He had the mindset to say, Lord, forgive them,
mm-hmm.
for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we just give God glory and give praise to Jesus for what he has done. We are called to forgive as well. We as individuals are called to forgive as well. Now, if we don't forgive, God cannot forgive us.
Amen.
So therefore, that's why we have to suck it up and forgive and move forward. Because guess what? God is going to work it out for you.
Amen.
You forgive, God is going to work it out for you. You're not going to have anything that is not going to do any harm to you to forgive. It's going to do you good to forgive. All right? So we are called as co-laborers with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We are called as co-laborers. So having this relationship with Jesus, an intimate relationship with Jesus, we understand that we are co-laborers
mm-hmm.
with him.
Amen.
In order to reconcile those that are not born again yet,
mm-hmm.
to be reconciled back to the Father. Amen?
Amen.
We must tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
And having a relationship with Christ is simply coming to the place where you understand and accept that the Bible is true.
Yes.
When it talks about who Jesus is or our need for him as Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Once we began to understand that, and when we have a relationship with Jesus, we understand all of that, that he died for us on that cross. He got up, and guess what? He is coming back. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so having this relationship with Jesus, we must decide to be passionately committed to Jesus as he is to us and he was to us as well. We know that he is still committed to us because he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to be sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty making intercession for you. And so we want to remember that Jesus is still working, making intercession for us here in the earth. Remember in John chapter 4, we know that Jesus came through Samaria, and he was at the well, and the woman came up, a Samaritan woman, and he was asking her for a drink of water. But she was asking him, "Why are you asking me for water? You know you guys, you Jews, don't have anything to do mm-hmm. with the Samaritans." Mm-hmm. So for an example for us, because we know that Jesus is our example, Jesus was approachable. I mean, he said something to her. She was able to talk to him if she wanted to. Amen. He was full of grace. Mm-hmm. He was bold by talking to her because he knew already probably what she may say to him. He was self-giving, meaning that he wanted to give her salvation. Mm-hmm. That's what that water, he wanted to give her the living water. You know, not this water that we drink and we get thirsty again, but he wanted to give her the living water. He was not condemning. He did not condemn her. And if you know the story concerning that, he just allowed her to tell him what was going on with her. Jesus also in John, I'm going to go to, Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And if we have a relationship with Jesus, an intimate relationship with Jesus, we believe the word. And when the word says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one cometh unto the Father but by me," we believe that. Hallelujah. And we can share that with others. Amen. And so in the scripture, it also talks about the fact that in John 15, Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you." Mm-hmm. It is very, very exciting to hear that Jesus chose me.
Hallelujah.
He chose me.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you.
Yes.
He chose you. And so we can testify to that because we are born again.
Amen.
If I'm speaking to anyone that is not born again, you can get born again tonight. Amen?
Amen.
You just have to make your confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And that he died on the cross for your sins, and you are giving it all up tonight.
Yes.
You're giving it over to him. Amen?
Amen.
And it just is just that easy. In John 14:3, Jesus was sharing with his disciples that he was going to have to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the disciples did not want to release him. They wanted to keep him around here with them, and that's the way it is with us, with relationships here in the natural.
Amen.
But Jesus said, "Don't worry about it. I am going away. I got to go."
Gotta go.
He got to go. He can't stay. And he said, "But I got to go and prepare a place for you."
Mm-hmm.
"And if I go and prepare a place, then you'll know where I am." And so here it is that Jesus went away, but he let them know that he was not going to leave them comfortless.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I'm going to prepare a place for you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to leave the Comforter here with you. I'm going to pray to the Father that he will send the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Holy Ghost, which will comfort you and which will keep you. And so when Jesus got ready to leave, he wanted to make sure that the disciples knew that he was going to leave the Comforter here with them so they would be comforted. And, you know, they probably still miss Jesus, but still they would be comforted. And so when we have a relationship with the Father and we have a relationship with the Son, now we need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so we see that Jesus said that I'm going to ask the Father to send the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to send the Holy Ghost to take care of you. He's going to help help us along this journey, mm-hmm. going to comfort us in our time of weakness or whatever. He's going to be right here to help us along this journey. So relationship with the Holy Spirit, relationship with the Father, and relationship with the Son, and now relationship with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Now the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
Amen.
But it is important that we understand that we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, there are some things that we don't have to discern. There are some things that we don't need a revelation in. It's wide open. You know, it's wide open. You know, a lot of times we don't have to have a discernment of people lying. We don't have to have a discernment with people cheating, especially if it's right open and wide open in your face.
Mm-hmm.
If people vindictive, whatever, you don't have to have a discerning spirit for that. It's just wide open. You know right from wrong, so you're able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but there are some things that we need the Holy Ghost to reveal to us. And so the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. Now, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. He's our comforter. And in the Word, in John, it lets us know that the Holy Ghost is our comforter. It also let us know that Jesus said that he was going to lead the Holy Ghost. He was going to ask the Father to send the Holy Ghost to comfort us. Amen. The Holy Ghost would teach us all things. He would teach us all things. Now, you when you read your word, just think about when you read the word and you may have remembered some of the word that you read. And then later on, you began to remember some other things because the Holy Spirit started bringing it up. Maybe you read a chapter in the Word, and then you remember part of it. Naturally, you remember part of it. But as time go by, God began to drop some things into your spirit concerning that particular chapter in the book. He'll be showing you some things concerning it. It is very important that we begin to write down some things that God began to drop in our spirit, because on a natural, we wouldn't get it. It is because of the Holy Ghost that we get that. Shall teach us all things, shall bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever he has said unto us. A lot of times as we sleep at night, there may be people who are dreamers, and there may be people who don't really dream much. So when you do dream, it's a difference between a dream and a nightmare. A nightmare is you really, really scared in it. But when you have a dream, it's like something is happening. It may not be something that you like. But it's not necessarily so scary. So I'm not talking about nightmare type thing. I'm talking about a dream, and God gives us dreams and visions. Even, like I said, even in some dreams, you may be seeing something that you don't want to see. But because you have a relationship with the Father, and you have a relationship with the Son, and you have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, you're going to search it out. Amen. You're going to search it out and pray it through to see what it is that God is trying to reveal. And that is what Jesus wanted us to understand. I'm going to leave the comforter here that is going to be able to help you with some things that you may not be able to figure out on your own. Amen. And so, so he said that the comforter, the Holy Ghost, would be our teacher. He'll be our teacher. Now, we do know that we do need people to teach. We need teachers, we need preachers, and all of that. But the Holy Spirit will teach you.
Mm-hmm.
That means you don't need to hear anybody. The Holy Spirit will teach you.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't need the preacher and you don't need the teacher. I'm just saying, but the Holy Spirit, you get into the Word and you begin to study the Word and you begin to pray, seek the face of God, the Holy Spirit will begin to teach you what you need to know. There are some things that the Holy Spirit will speak into your spirit that a man won't even speak, won't even spoke to you. So you have to know that the Holy Spirit is a teacher, and we need to pay attention to the teacher of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
He also is our counselor,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we may not be able to find anybody that we can talk to over the phone. We may be able to call somebody. You may be in the household with somebody, but you still can't talk to them. Amen? So you got to have somebody that really can relate to you and relate to what it is that you are trying to do, so or whatever it is that you are dealing with. Everybody's not going to be able to understand what you are dealing with, but I'm reassured that when Jesus said, "I'm going to leave the Holy Ghost here to comfort you," I believe that the Holy Ghost is able to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And so the Holy Ghost can be our counselor.
Yes.
We can put our trust in that. Take it to the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to come in and work with you and talk with you and speak to you and comfort you in those areas where you may not be feeling so good. Amen?
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost is able to help you along this journey. If you have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will help you. Amen?
Amen?
Because sometimes some of the stuff that we go through in life, let me tell you, we'll be somewhere probably dead and gone if we let all this stuff really just wear on our mind and wear on our heart and on our spirit. No, we have to give it to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will come in and help us and be our counselor and help us along this journey. He's our advocate, and he's our helper in the time of need. Now, you know we need people because God is relational.
Amen.
So we need people.
That's right.
We need people. And so, but the Holy Ghost is able to help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if we have the Holy Ghost, we are able to deal with people, and we are able to minister to people, and we are able to handle people, and we are able to do whatever we need to do concerning people. Amen? So the Holy Ghost is also our guide.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we may be asking this person and that person, what should I do? What should I do? And let me tell you, every time you ask somebody, and you ask more than two, you're going to get a different answer. And so I want us to understand that you really do have to stick with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost speaks, the Holy Ghost may tell you to talk to a certain person. And the Holy Ghost ain't going to be telling you to go talk to no five and six people. The Holy Ghost is going to be telling you to talk when it's a specific thing that you're trying to accomplish or whatever. He's going to show you who to speak to. And that is what we need to do. So he'll guide us, and he'll help us, and he'll send us where we need to go. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost gives strength to help us in our fight against sin. Because even though we are born again, sinful things still come up in our thought patterns. Things that we may lust of the eye, lust of the ears and the eyes, there are things that comes up, but the Holy Spirit is the one that is able to come in and tame it.
Mm.
What can tame the tongue?
Mm.
Nothing but the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that can tame a tongue that want to talk. People that like to curse and even say bad things to people and all of that, the only way that can stop is that person need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Need to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And loving their brothers and sisters is another way for you to understand whether or not you are filled with the Holy Ghost. being able to treat people right. Sometimes people may feel like they are filled with the Holy Spirit. They have learned to speak in tongues. Learn to speak in tongues, but don't know how to treat their family. Don't know how to treat other people. It is very important for you to know if you don't know how to treat someone, you may not be filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit helps you. It helps you to be able to do some things. It teaches you. It counsels you. It helps you and it guides you. So therefore, you don't just do anything when you have an intimate relationship with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Word in Acts 1 and 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you."
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is a very important area right here, because at the Light of the World, we are getting ready. Sometime now we talk like, We don't do evangelism, but we have always done evangelism. We are an evangelistical church.
Amen.
We have always done evangelism. I stayed at Decatur when everyone moved to Stockbridge. I stayed at Decatur pastoring for 3 years with outreach. So we did. We went downtown. We brought in the homeless and all of that, and brought them over to the church. We also went to out into the neighborhood, and all those folks stayed over there with me during that time. I was over there for 3 years. We was continuing to go downtown Atlanta every Sunday morning and pick up those guys, bring them over there, give them the word, feed them, and all of that, and take them back downtown, and also supply martyr cards for them and everything. We don't even know how we did all of that with them, but we did. We fed them real good. I had a person that was there that was a caterer, and she cooked, and we had several people that was like Sharon Gordon was getting furniture and all kinds of stuff for folks that was getting apartments and all of that. So we was doing some stuff. We were busing in kids left and right from the community. We was doing all of that and going to the city to minister in the parks and going out to witness door-to-door. We just stopped doing the door-to-door witnessing. But let me tell you, doing evangelism is no It is not a strange thing to the Light of the World. But right now we are looking to start doing some other type of evangelism that my late bishop was thinking about before he died. He had bought a truck and everything for it. Is going out into the community and set up tents. That was already said by the late Archbishop. And we bought that truck, but we sold the truck to someone. But now we are planning to go back out again and going into these communities and set up tent. About, I think it's 5 times this year we are going to do it. And I think we're going to the Decatur area. The first time we're going to go out is to the Decatur area sometime in April. And so it is just an awesome thing to just think that we are going to be doing that. And so with this scripture, when I came to this scripture, I thought about the fact that after we are filled with the Holy Ghost, then now we can be powerful witnesses. I mean, even before you, once you get born again, you can be a witness. You can share what you know. Amen. But the thing is, but when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, now the Lord is saying that you are ready now to go and do some things for him. I was sharing with those people the other day that when we go out to witness, we must understand what we are going out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we have this relationship with God and relationship with the Father, relationship with the Son, relationship with the Holy Spirit, and now we are filled with the Holy Ghost, now we are headed out to do the work. And so when we get out, getting ready to go to do this work, When we get out into the neighborhood and there's a person we need to be witnessing to, but they got a beer can in their hand and all of that, you're not dealing with a beer can. They can have a beer can in their hand. They can have smoking a joint. Any of that stuff, you're not dealing with that. That is not what you're out there for. You're going to be dealing with Jesus and Jesus being crucified, and this person is in need of a Savior, that he done died for your sins and that he done rose from the dead for you. And all you got to do is confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. That's all you are out there to share. You're going to be sharing that with the people. And even though we may go out sometime and may not be dressed quite appropriately, we may be dressed appropriately, but sometimes there may be guys that are trying to talk or women trying to talk to men. But the thing is that you are not there to do that. And you can't get offended because some man, a woman, just because some man telling you look good and talking about your body parts or whatever, we cannot get upset with
pleading
that.
Blood on.
Huh?
Pleading the blood on.
Plead the blood. You cannot get upset with that. Because that's not what you're there for.
That's right.
You cannot get upset with somebody telling you you look good, you look sexy, all of that. You can't deal with that. All you want to do is share with them Jesus Christ is the Savior and that he has died on the cross for our sin. And one of the scriptures that you want to continue to have in you is all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is what some folks need to know.
Amen.
Is that we have all sinned and come short. Because there are people that we come in contact with, they think that they're the only sinner.
Mm-hmm.
That they done committed the unpardonable sin.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody else sinned like they have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to let people know all have sinned. You don't have to get in no deep, long conversation with people when you're witnessing. You can go into a short testimony if it's going to roll them into where you're trying to go. But you don't want to be doing a whole long, drawn-out talking when you're out witnessing. So now we got a relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we can now have a relationship with ourselves.
All right.
Because, I mean, where can you go from here? I mean, if you know all of this about God, surely you're going to know who you are because guess what? God is going to be telling you
mm-hmm.
exactly who you are. Amen.
Amen.
And so in 2 Corinthians 5:17, God is going to let you know that you're a new creature in him.
All right.
You're a new creature. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new now
mm-hmm.
to you. Even though it's a process and you've got to keep on working on it, but still, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you are a child of God. He's going to let you know that you're his child now. You can call him daddy. You can call him father because just being born into the creation, you don't really have the liberty to be calling God father because if you don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, really he's not your father. He is your creator.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
So, but now you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, and so now you're a child, and you're an heir of God, joint heir with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And you are the temple of God.
Amen.
You carry the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are an ambassador for Christ. You're representing from the heavens. You already been to heaven. You came down here to earth now to do the work that God has called us to do. You are ordained by God. And we have heaven's approval. If you're waiting on someone to approve you to go witness and you already born again, don't wait no longer because you already have the approval from heaven. Amen. And you are co-laborers with God. We are co-laborers. And Christ in you
mm-hmm.
is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Christ in you is the hope of glory. I pray that God has spoke to you tonight. And that you understand that God is the Father,
mm-hmm.
and we need to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, our Savior,
mm-hmm.
we need to have that intimate relationship with him.
Amen.
And we need to have that intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and with ourselves.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome word tonight. Press one on your phone if you want to comment on this word tonight. And Pastor Ann, I want you to expound a little bit on, because relationship is no good if you can't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is the key element of any relationship. So go through and tell the people how to communicate with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and communicate with themselves.
All right. One way with communicating with the Father is that you got to spend some time with the Father praying and reading that word.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the ways. If you're born again, you got to be born again. And but that is a way that you can spend time with the Father is by prayer. And so you have to really spend a lot of time praying and seeking the face of God, and also reading the word, because what happened is the word become alive
mm-hmm.
In you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then with the with Jesus, we have to just understand what Jesus has done for us,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to do what the word has said for us to do
mm-hmm.
in order for us to really, really have that relationship with Christ. That means that we now got to go, and the word says that we are co-laborers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to be winning some souls.
That's right.
Because Jesus, that's what Jesus died for.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we got to be doing what Jesus died for, what we are put here on the earth to help do.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is in us,
mm-hmm.
and so once you have the Holy Ghost in you and you recognize the Holy Ghost is in you, now the Holy Ghost will lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we follow the Holy Ghost, a lot of times we just don't follow the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But in order to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, we got to hear the voice, be able to recognize the voice when we hear it.
Amen.
When we hear the voice, we got to do what the voice is saying.
Amen.
To do.
Amen.
With a relationship with ourselves, when we establish a relationship with the three, it kind of gives us a clear picture of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we may not be who we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you time enough to, God will speak to you, and then it'll give you time enough to begin to pray concerning where shortcomings are.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of us have some type of shortcomings. And so if we agree with the Spirit that is not right there,
mm-hmm.
that's not right. So if you agree with the Spirit that something is not right, and you are able, because what happens is that a lot of times, I don't know if you came in contact, I don't know if you guys out there have come in contact with people where some things are wrong, but they think it's right. you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So some things are just wrong, but some people think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a person that want to do the right thing, and will read the word and pray and seek the face of God, then they can come in right fellowship with God, and also be in right standing with people.
Amen.
And amen. With themselves.
Amen. Amen. And so when I begin to look at relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I begin to see how the Father in the Old Testament, there was a divide between humanity and the Father, because he was spirit and man was carnal, and
mm-hmm.
so he used portals to come down and speak to a person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't speak to everybody all the time like we do now. And so the relationship we had in the Old Testament was kind of distant.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jesus came, it came a little closer, and so he began to walk aside them.
Mm-hmm.
He began to walk with them, walk beside them, and now when the Holy Ghost come, he moved even closer.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on the inside.
Right.
You see
right.
the difference?
Right.
So now the relationship we have with the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
is not on the outside.
Right. It's on the inside.
It's not up in heaven,
mm-hmm.
but it's
inside
of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have an intimate relationship because Jesus said to the Father that he desired that the disciples be one with him
mm-hmm.
as he and the Father are one.
Right.
And so the only way we become one with him now is to possess the Holy Ghost.
Right, right, right.
And that now makes us one
mm-hmm.
with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that relationship, we have to, and then with every relationship, time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you begin to build and develop relationship. It's through time.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time together. The more time you spend together, the more you should know each other. The more you should consider each other. And so your relationship, we begin to flourish because of the time you spent
mm-hmm.
with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that way you can know the voice of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You can know the voice of Jesus. You can know the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are in this world, we got three voices that would speak to us on a regular basis.
Right.
We would have our own voice, which we got to know our own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know who you are,
mm-hmm.
that some things that just because your desire,
mm-hmm.
you might answer that question
yeah.
with your own voice.
That's right.
If it's something you really want,
mm-hmm.
you'll say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God would probably say no or wait, and then the devil going to say, yeah, you should do that.
Uh-huh.
If
right.
it's not right, he's going to tell you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to learn how to recognize these three voices, and that comes through developing
mm-hmm.
a better relationship, a daily relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. When you do that, your relationship will begin to flourish
mm-hmm.
because now you are in sync. And relationship means that you are connected. You become one. You are connected. You can't be separated. And when we read Ephesians 4 and 16, the Bible says that we are all the body of Christ. And every member, every joint supplies what it needs. And we do everything. We supply what the body needs, not just us,
mm-hmm.
but so we all would be knit together, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just like a knitted sweater. You can take one strand that is loose, and you mess around and pull that one strand, you can pull the whole sweater apart
yeah.
because it's knit together. And so that's how the body of Christ is. That's how we ought to be so we can relate. We have a relationship one with another.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an awesome word tonight, and I thank God for it. And you want to give your last words to the people tonight?
I just want to say I really wanted to hear from you all out there tonight. But I just wanted to say when we talk about prayer, we talk about the fact that we are talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
But we say,
mm-hmm.
and so on a natural relationship,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to talk,
mm-hmm.
and then the person talk back to you. So we got to listen to what is being said. So
mm-hmm.
you got to listen, you got to talk, and then you got to listen to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, even in our natural relationships, is that we can talk, communicate, and be listening at what is going on.
Amen.
Amen.
Even when somebody preaches a message,
yeah,
it's not just a message to go out and one person talk. Your answer to the message is your response.
Right.
And so anytime you hear a good word, you got to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the other side of receiving what the sender just sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we communicate, it has to be a listener and a speaker. You have to have a sender and a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for this word tonight. We
Amen.
Give God praise. We give him
Amen.
Honor. And we're so glad that you have tuned in tonight. Come in and tune in next week. And we want you to know that Bible study, noonday Bible study, is on this same call at 12 noon. Dial 917-388-4161 on Wednesday at 12 noon to have Bible study. But every Saturday night at 8 p.m., dial
917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.